AM 910 WJCW on this Wednesday morning. Carl and Alec with you as we welcome in Bill Hall from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program, talking real estate for buyers and sellers in Northeast Tennessee. Hey, Bill, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Kind of miss you in the studio this morning.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be near me, okay?
You sound a little stopped up.
Well, I am a little stopped up. I'm on the good side, on the far side of recovering from COVID, though.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it's nice that technology is so good that you can actually be at home and sound like you're really in the studio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. And we're grateful for that.
Yeah, Alec's got this board down pat. I mean, he works this thing like Elton John works a piano.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, check's cleared, by the way.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Check cleared.
Good enough. So, Bill Hall, talking about real estate in Northeast Tennessee. Real estate across the country, really around the world, is just really kind of crazy right now. What is the cause of all this turbulence, do you think? I mean, inflation, we've got lots of things factoring, but, you know, it seems like in every country in the world, China's got a huge housing problem right now, for instance. What's going on?
Yeah, it's not just China. I mean, I think the world is struggling with a couple different events. I think the world is struggling with, for the first time in history, may be possibly a worldwide recession at the same time. I don't think that's going to drop the bottom out of the housing market. I don't think it's going to change it much other than continue to slow down the buyer activity that we're seeing, not just in East Tennessee, but we're seeing it all over the country and in many other parts of the world, too, is being challenged that way. So what we do is we have a situation where people just don't feel comfortable right now because they're spending all their money at the grocery stores or one of the big box stores buying, you know, paper products. So it's been a challenge for people to feel comfortable enough to take, you know, like almost like Alex said, take that deep dive into, you know, in the housing market when there's so much uncertainty. Like nobody wants to buy a house at the height of the market. I mean, you know, even if I promise them that the housing prices are not going to go down, nobody wants to overpay for a house. You know, and I totally don't blame them in that respect. So it's a little bit of a
sticker shock, maybe.
Yeah, maybe sticker shock. It's just a temperature check. Maybe just hold back a little bit and see how this whole thing plays out. Interest rates going up, was that going to curb inflation? I don't know. We'll see how that works out. But I think that right now it's we're finding more of a sit and wait. Now, that doesn't mean that houses are not selling, Carl. I mean
sure.
You know, we're selling houses every day in East Tennessee and other parts of the country as well. We're just seeing some price adjustments being made, especially out west where the prices had rolled into such astronomical numbers that you had to be a millionaire to buy a house, you know. And so those prices are starting to roll back now. And in our area, too, we're seeing a slight, you know, pullback a few percent here and there of momentum, you know, regarding the housing prices. But, you know, I can remember just a few months ago, I mean, not about a few months ago, probably about 5 or 6 months ago, when, you know, we had less than a 30-day supply of houses. And thanks to, and I got to give this plug out to Don Finley. He does such a great job of recording data and picking up data that are useful tidbits that help me in my business. And he did a graph the other day, which I thought was outstanding. It says we have a 2.2-month supply of housing in Johnson City. And that went from less than a month's supply at some point in the last, you know, say 5 to 6 months. So Johnson City led the area in terms of the highest amount of, and that was based on price point. So Don did this thing that is like under $100,000, we have a 2.2-month supply. If I were to guess, I would say we had less than a 30-day supply. But his numbers don't lie, and I truly believe that's the way. And that's in Johnson City. In Kingsport, we have a 1.3-month supply if it's below $100,000 or below. Now, the interesting thing is when it jumps up into the 500 range, we almost have a 4-month supply in every area. So do you see what's happened here is the higher price points have started to shift and pull back in sales volume, you know. And so that's the first sign that we are having a little bit of a pullback in the market. Now, again, the prices are not going to drop. We're not going to get free houses. They're not going to be cut in half. You know, all that stuff that everybody thinks is going to happen probably won't happen, because if you notice, what does happen is the stuff that we don't expect to happen. You know, that's what seems like it's going on. So I think that what we'll see in the future is I think that we'll start to get back to more of a balanced market, and we'll have a lot less buyers out there and home selling will be more of a job for realtors like it used to be. Try to be creative and coming up with ideas to get their customers houses sold first rather than, you know, last. So I think that's going to be a challenge going forward.
Go ahead.
No. That was pretty much it on that statement.
I was just going to say that the demand has diminished, as you talked about right there, but it's still lying dormant. It's not that somebody has given up on wanting to find a right home. They just, as I hear you saying, they just maybe are a little hesitant right now to go ahead and take any particular concrete step toward that right now. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a fair assessment, Carl, because we've always talked about when people don't know what's going on, they do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that makes sense. I mean, if they just stop and pause, you know, and I mean, my cat does it at home too. And he does ensure a situation. What he does, he pauses and evaluates. Okay. And that's what humans do too. We do that too in our own different ways. But I see the market moving, possibly in 2023 more to a balanced market. I think we're making baby steps in getting there. And the fact that, you know, that we have over a month's supply of homes in every geographic market in our area and at every price point in our area is a real plus sign for most people. I think it's a good sign. I think this is a good thing because, you know, to continue the momentum of selling houses, I mean, for way over what they were listed for the second they get on the market, we couldn't maintain that for very long. I mean, and then the values wouldn't maintain it. Then we'd be like California where they're having drawbacks, you know, dropbacks in value. But in our area, we don't have that, you know. So even with that great recession, we lost 2%, remember. So we have a good residual stable market and to see us getting more towards a balanced market. And all we need is a few more homes on the market to do that, giving people more choices to buy a home. See, that's the thing. We want people to have choices. We don't want people to say, oh, I got to buy this whole house because it's the only one. We don't want that. I mean, you know, so it's a good thing getting back to a balanced market. And I see, like I said, the Tri is really fighting to get there. You know, out of the Tri, though, Kingsport is has probably got the most activity-wise still going for it. I mean, Johns City's starting to slow down a little bit and get through that balanced market. Kingsport seems like it's going steady ahead. And Kingsport usually lags Johns City a little bit, so they'll be going, and then they'll stop, and then Johns City will pick up, and then they'll stop in Kingsport, and that's how that kind of goes back and forth. It's
now,
almost like
talking,
a tennis game. Sales.
Yeah,
sales.
New home sales, right.
Okay. Well, not new home sales, existing home sales, yes. Existing home sales. So Kingsport is currently the leader in that category in every price point. But we are working towards a balanced market. Remember, 4 to 6 months supply of homes would give us a balanced market or the feeling of a balanced market. And that's what we're looking for right now.
You mentioned in the lower price point areas that the demand is pretty brisk right now. There's quite a bit of turnover. Do you think that will continue and perhaps egg on some of the higher price points into more action?
I don't think so. I think that I think we're going to see some stability in the market, and I think lower price points are going to, you know, continue to be good. I just don't think they're going to be, you know, swallowed up immediately like they have been in the past. And it may take a couple months to get them under contract, maybe 2 to 3 months. And then, you know, the thing is, initially, when the market starts to shift, we have to catch up to a price change and make our adjustments according to that. Even though it may be minuscule in the terms of the big picture, it just may be a few percent. It's still a few percent, and people do respond to that.
Well, certainly. Of course, because money is at the bottom of that, too.
And it's always, you know, at the end of the day, it's always about the money. But, you know, finding the right house in the perfect location with most of what you're looking for, it's a beautiful feeling when you have that. And I encourage everybody that isn't a homeowner to really explore the fact that what homeownership really means to them and their families is a big plus. And it's a big plus to the community as well. The more people that we have invested in our community as homeowners, the better off our community will be in terms of longevity of stabilization. And I think that's really an important fact.
I agree with you, too. One last question here. You mentioned California, and you've mentioned California as an example in many times past of folks who live from out of market exhibiting an interest in the Tri-Cities, perhaps toward even moving here and settling here permanently, too. Is that kind of desire from beyond our market to learn more about our market. Is that still strong right now?
It's still very strong. And, you know, even Carl, that's a great question, because even with, you know, we see a reduction in performance pricing out west in California and some of those areas out there. Even that, with that in mind, there's still a super good buy to buy a piece of real estate in East Tennessee. You can't hardly beat our value proposition in that respect for clean air, clean driving, crime-free, basically, and low prices. And interest rates still to get a mortgage are still low. I mean, 6% is low. I mean, if you do a 15-year deal, you can even get it lower than that. You can almost probably hit 5 or 4 3/4 or something. So I think there's a lot of activity and a lot of opportunity for people to be homeowners that really haven't thought about it in a while because they got out of they didn't want to be part of that game. The game is, can I win the housing bubble game? And I don't think that people really like that, and I'm glad to see them moving away from that.
Yeah. Bill Hall with Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. You have a very special phone number, a way that folks can get in touch with you. What is that?
Well, I've got a couple numbers, Carl, but my office number is 530-7077, and I'm required to say that, too, on the air. So, but my easiest number to get a hold of me is 423-946-7575. Again, 946-7575 is probably the best number to get me.
Okay, 946-7575. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, Premier Homes and Properties. Always a lot of fun. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it. And again, if any of our listeners out there need my help, please feel free to reach out to me anytime, 946-7575, and give me a shout. And I can't hardly wait to talk to you next week, Carl and Alec.